Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody.
How's it going? This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, if you want to give a call in here, please do so. Give us a call. Get yourself a free angel card reading. What we do here is we do a three-card angel reading. It's a pyramid, so it's 3, 2, and a final one. All right, so if you want to get some insights, give us a call here. 646-721-9031. Or for private readings, please call me at 740-500-8863. or 740-601-9835. Private line is 719-632-6257, or contact me through Skype at donald.reed8, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And like I always say, thank you out there for all you guys, your support and listening. And right now we do have a sponsor for our show called, his name is Richard Palenga, and he has a website called divinebodywash.com. Go check it out. They're spiritual, they're natural. He also makes them to your specifications too as well. So if you want to get a chance to actually sample these products, donate to the show. Because Richard says if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of body washing. If you donate $35 or more, he'll also give you a bottle of body mist. So in that situation, all things turn around, that kind of thing, give it a shot. This is a great chance to actually donate to a great show and also to sample some fantastic products. All right. Also, with the specials I have going on with my private readings right now, it's $75 for 75 minutes, $45 for 45 minutes, $25 for 25 minutes. Or you can buy, instead of getting $75 for 75 minutes, you can also buy a block of five 75-minute readings for only $150. You can also buy five 45-minute readings for only $100 and five 25-minute readings for only $75. We also have 90-minute sessions that we use for counseling, relationship counseling, life coaching, and also for working with couples and that kind of thing, past life regressions. And right now, 90-minute sessions are only $77, but you can also right now you can get four 90-minute sessions for only $150. So if you want to get a chance to take those, if you really want to sit there and get a reading with me, we can do one-on-one readings through Skype, on the phone, or in person, depending where you're at in the world. But we can make it happen. So just give us a call at 740-500-8863, 740-601-9835, or through my private line at 719-632-6257. Or through Skype at donald.reed8, or go to the website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. All right, and let's see, if you want to give a call in here now and get a reading with us, please do so at 646-721-9031. Let's go back to the studio and see what we got going on in here. Nobody's here. All right. Okay, I'm sitting here going over some things. That was funny, because I was sitting here. I'm spelling things wrong. I'm trying to. All right, this sitting here going. Let's see. I was actually looking for D, and there she is. Hello, Dee. How are you?
I'm alive. I'll give it that much.
Okay, that's good. Sort of.
Yeah, it's a long, gray, miserable day.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, wee! I'm so excited.
Well, you can either talk about how bad your day is, or else you can tell everybody out there how to reach you for your readings and your fantastic jewelry.
Well, that I can do. Yeah, my fantastic readings, my fantastic jewelry. You got it.
All right.
If you'd like a reading, contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com, my psychic name. I do everything for donations, and I take PayPal. I also do healing energy, and if you're looking for an email reading, I suggest a $20 donation. For a 60-minute phone reading, I suggest a $60 donation. However, I'll work with other blocks of time. And if you, just bring your offer to the table, I'll work with you within your budget. Try to get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. And if you're interested, as I said, I think I said I do healing energy as well. Anyway, if you're looking for some jewelry, my business name is Dream Weaver Designs. And for now, if you'd contact me at the email address I gave before, I can send you some pictures to show you what I do, and I'll just give you an idea. Also, everything I make, I use stone beads such as moss agate, amethyst, rose quartz, you name it, I use it. I also use freshwater pearls, stone pendants, and sterling silver pendants, and Hill Tribe silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribe's people in Thailand, which has a high silver content. It's absolutely beautiful. And you contact me if you're interested in something. Let me know, because I make earrings, necklaces, and bracelets. Let me know, like with a necklace, how long you'd like it, how many strands, that sort of thing. The stones. If you're interested in having some chakra jewelry, I'm going to be getting into that, so we can discuss that. I'll discuss prices with you and all that good stuff. I'd love to hear from you. Oof. Yeah,
all right. That's good. Hisky, yeah. I was going to sit and go over some things, too. I also do email readings, too. So if you want to contact me for an email reading, it's 5-card, 3-question reading for only $14.95. So go to the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com and go to the page that's marked readings and donations. Go down to the bottom, you'll see where it says readings, and you'll see the price. But right now, all you got to do is go to the donation page, go to the donation button, and push the donate. That'll get you through with the payment, since we're having a special, because it's originally $50 for a 5-card, 3-question angel reading. Okay. So let's go into our first caller. That's area code 575. Welcome
Hi.
To the show, and how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hi. My name is Tammy.
Tammy. Where are you calling from, Tammy?
New Mexico.
Have we talked before? Have you been on the show before?
I'm not certain.
Okay, no problem then.
Okay.
So how can we help you today?
I was just interested in getting just a general reading.
Okay. So let me go out there and see if I can find the general. I don't know if he's here or not, but...
No, but the goddess is, so you're all set.
All right.
Okay. Oh, really? All right. So you want to go first, Dee? Just give her... What you picking up?
The first thing that popped into my mind was just this weird thing from an old song, Tammy's in Love.
Oh.
And I suspect Tammy might like to know something about her love life.
Go ahead. But that's funny.
Well, there was that song, Tammy's in Love.
That's,
you know,
that's
back from
my...
It seems like Dee's stuck in the 50s, isn't it?
Excuse me, but no, I'm right up here in the 21st century, but I was around in the 50s, thank you very much.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm a baby boomer. I'm proud of it. But anyway.
That's why my mother named me Tammy.
Oh, well, good for her. It was a cute song. It was a good movie, too, as I recall. But anyway.
I live in with people singing you that song forever.
I would say that right now you're not in a relationship.
No, ma'am.
Now, I didn't think you were.
That's why it was funny.
Yeah. No, I think you would like, I'm sure, like most people, you want to be in a relationship. And I think that somewhere mid-summer to maybe 1st of September, I think there's somebody going to be coming into your life.
Okay.
Somebody you've never met before, but somebody that will catch your eye immediately.
Okay.
No, that's about as far as I'm getting for the moment. Takes a moment here to warm my brain up, I think.
Okay.
But I do think that you're going to find somebody that's going to be a good fit for you.
Okay.
I think your past relationships haven't always been the smoothest.
No, but I haven't really been ready, you know, and so now I think I'm ready.
I think you're ready for this one.
I've been working really hard on it. Myself.
Yeah, he's somebody, pardon me. He's somebody with a good heart.
Okay.
Somebody that knows how to treat a woman right. Somebody that you can say, yeah, I'd be happy to have him meet my friends and take him home to meet my family.
Okay.
I think he's probably, he might be just like a year or two older or a year or two younger than you. Somebody's pretty much in your age bracket.
Okay.
Now, I think he shares... You know, many of the same interests that you have.
Okay.
So you have, you know, won't be, you know, he won't be a carbon copy of you, but he'll have a lot of your same interests, and you'll find new ones as you go along. Somebody that you can feel totally comfortable with, that you can you can laugh and joke with, and feel, you know, just feel you can be yourself.
Okay.
Somebody that will make you feel the way you've always wanted to feel with somebody, with a guy. Really, that oh wow, that wonderful feeling that people get when they're first in love.
Okay.
I see it as a very good, you know, as a good fit, a good match, with potential for something long term.
Okay.
Because I'm sure you don't want to just keep going from person to person to person.
No, don't do that.
No, you'd like to settle down and have somebody permanent in your life, and I think this guy's got real potential.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You have anything to add to that, Donnie?
Yes, as soon as I stop writing the chat.
Okay.
Well, I'm used to having someone take care of the chat, but don't have that convenience anymore. The one thing I got the most was it was like too much work, too much focusing, and the idea of accepting help from others. That's us. Hello.
Well, it's also about relaxing, too, I think. She needs to relax about it all.
Yeah.
My sense is she's probably been a bit uptight and, you know, a bit, you know, just not relaxing into it and too worried about when am I going to find somebody, where am I going to find somebody.
That would be more in the work department.
Yeah, you probably will meet him at work.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've just been really kind of stressed about work, trying and learning new ways to relax, and it's hard, really is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says don't give up. It's like the idea of protect what you've created, which is the idea of working on yourself. Have the courage and
exactly.
believe in yourself. And I would say this, it's like looking at the situation, and sometimes people look at these things as a complex decision. But, you know, the idea of the people that cross our paths are usually reflections of where we're at in that path, too.
Okay.
So they're saying in the situation there seems to be a little procrastination of kind of curiosity about the whole thing. You don't know what you want to do. So just let that go and just kind of like go with the flow and stop procrastinating. That's what I keep getting.
Okay.
And then get away from the focus of romanticizing the past. Almost like you want to deal with some things from your past, as in your childhood. But it does say content and rewarding family life, so you definitely see some things really picking up here, going good.
Okay. But
it does definitely reaffirm what she's saying with a trustworthy relationship. Okay. It shows your emotional and material needs being met. And it shows a brilliant ideal to follow through with what you're being inspired to do right now. See the truth of the situation, see the truth of yourself. And then it just shows it kind of shows a challenging beginning.
Okay.
That means a little bit different than what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really not going to be anything to actually compare it to.
Okay.
You have to take it for what it is, face value.
No more jerks.
Yeah.
Do what?
I said no more jerks.
Okay.
The guys that don't treat you right, that don't have any respect for you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you've come a long way and you're beginning to really feel good about who you are.
I am, and I am actually working on a brilliant idea. So that was very positive. It's very creative. It's a writing project, so it's exciting.
Good for you. I think you'll do very well at it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things when you have ideals and bring, you know, any idea that comes to you is usually divinely inspired, so they just follow through with it and be good.
Stop
and you'll see things. Yeah, it's just the ideal. You know what you got to do? It's like the ideal. The answers are all laying in your hands right now. It's just the ideal. Now you need to follow through with them.
Okay. Will do.
All right, and plus let us know. If you ever like to sit down and do a private reading sometimes, let us know. love to sit down and do one with you. And with the situation, we have this thing right now where I was talking about yesterday, I forgot, that we're trying to do these things right now where we're trying to, it's a new concept, but not to me. I've been doing certain things for a long time. It's just the idea of helping other people to actually manifest things at will. So I've actually started doing these meditations of actually running people through exactly what to do in the process of actually manifesting.
Okay.
So if you're interested in that right now, it'd be great, because I've been I've been one of the situations where I've been really anxious to sit down with people and really do those sessions, because a friend of mine, was actually someone brought it to me up my attention on the show when we were sitting there talking about manifestation, and she's like, well, you seem like you got it down. Maybe you should think about doing meditations with people where you can actually run them through it.
Right.
And actually do it with them, the idea of going through the process. And then in the process of doing that, we can also see where you're, maybe your, you know, some of your weaknesses, so we can actually make it a stronger process for you.
Okay. And what was your email address again?
It's www.psychicxjourneyman.com.
Okay. That sounds fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been kind of excited about doing it myself.
How long does that process take?
Well, I already have a person who's going to be starting the first, and we actually came up with a thing where I recommended with her to have at least to go through at least 5 sessions. And I said right now they're like 25 minutes, and usually it's $25 for 25 minutes. But I told her, I said, you could do 5 sessions, which is what I recommend anyway, for only $75.
Okay.
So I felt like that was a good thing where we can actually, because I feel like going through about 5 of them should give you enough confidence to start doing them on your own.
Okay. And do you do them every day or every week, or how often do you have a session?
Actually, it's getting kind of like a little kind of hectic right now, because usually when you do those kind of meditations, it's the idea of focusing on the subject and doing it every morning.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
now. Back to the queue. Oh, wow. All right, here we go. We also have another caller in the queue, and you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Your number comes up as, I think it's private, 1111111.
Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Hi.
Doing very good. How are you doing tonight?
Have better days.
Well, maybe we can make it a day brighter before it goes dark.
Well, past Saturday.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This past Saturday, I went to Georgia. I live in Westman, Pennsylvania. But I saw I got financed a vehicle that I've been looking for. It was in Georgia. And I was set to trade it in on my vehicle that I have now to this dealership in Georgia. I worked with them, this dealership previously, in other locations before, so I had a pretty good relationship with them. Well, anywho, I basically went down there to trade my vehicle Saturday morning. I went down there, test drove the vehicle, signed all the paperwork. The car was legally mine when the manager pulled me to the side and told me she couldn't sell the car. And I asked her, well, why? The car started to get mine. And I said, well, we're about to shred all your paperwork. I've been informed by headquarters not to sell this vehicle because of a previous sale. I was like, what happened previously that I'm not aware of? She said, well, you didn't get your tax registered in time. I was like, well, ma'am, I have proof within my paperwork that did it happen. Can you just call them back and we can rectify the situation? Well, no, we can't do that. I was like, well, ma'am, this is suspicious. I feel like I'm being discriminated against. I'm not sure what's going on. Well, uh-huh. Only thing I'm told to tell you is that we cannot sell you the car because the previous buyer did. That's nothing we can do. It's Saturday, and this is what we got for headquarters. I said, well, headquarters, can we just call headquarters back? I said, can you just give me the paperwork that I signed? No, we can't get the paperwork. And so it was just, we were just going back and forth to the point to where they basically escorted me out of the building and gave me back my car that I was going to trade in. And I had to drive back to Western Pennsylvania with no vehicle. Not one of the vehicles that I signed for. So I contacted the headquarters today. And they told me they'd get back with me, and they haven't got back with me yet. So I just want to know how you see you guys see this, you know, finishing up for me or whatnot.
That's kind of crazy.
It is.
Yes, it smells. They say rottener than three-day-old fish.
And I don't have any money for a lawyer.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes if you're lucky, you can find a good lawyer who will work pro bono. Or somebody, you know, they'll take you on, they don't get paid unless you win.
Right.
But, yeah, you're in a sticky, it's a sticky wicket, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, something just, it doesn't smell right.
No, they shred the papers and everything else. You know, the situation, it was like he signed everything. So like he said before, it's pretty much was his car. And
right.
If anybody's ever been to a car dealership, then you know for a fact that they always walk up to you and go, I'm sorry, but we found this stuff in your past, or maybe it's the idea your credit's not good enough. They always know these things up front. So the idea of not knowing this thing after they've already signed the papers is the idea of someone didn't like the situation and didn't like the idea of his mannerisms and who he was. And I do feel like that he could get a lawyer because on the statute of discrimination. And I think it's depending on what the state it is, you can actually file a suit on this thing because of what it is. What is it, five times worth what's going on? It's either three times or five times. I can't remember.
I got to look into that.
Yeah, because the one thing I would get with this situation here is to do more research, to focus on it, say, okay, this is what I want. And I'm just saying, I get to... It's like the idea of take time to carefully review your options, because he keeps talking about creative solutions. So it's the idea of looking at the situation and what's going about. Now, you're talking about a car dealership, right?
Yeah. Yes.
See, in certain situations, when it comes to media, you don't need to approve. Or as I paperwork or anything like that. It's just the idea of pressuring people to give you what you want. What I mean by that is, it's like going to the news and say, okay, this is the deal. This is what happened. This is what's going on. Because it seems like the media scares the hell out of everybody. It's like, okay, we need to take a step and take a look at this thing because we didn't think about it before we did what we did. Because it was kind of funny, even the story itself, you didn't register your tags in time for what?
For the previous car that I purchased through the company, which is a lie. Because
I know, but still, the same thing is, that's a past situation.
Right.
Which never amounted to anything. So the idea of even bringing it back up as an excuse now is just that, an excuse. So it's not the idea of what happened, what you did or didn't do. It seems like they're trying to cover their asses to... I'm thinking there's a lot more to that car than meets the eye. I don't know why.
It's just, I don't know, I can't quite put my finger on it.
Yeah, there's something with the car. I do feel like it's, in some sense the word is discrimination, because I feel like I can just do it on that level. I do see fear surrounding money. I don't know, I just feel like with the situation of lawyers, it doesn't seem like it'd be a problem. I mean, I had a situation like that too, where I went to court with a lawyer that I had, who was a joke, who actually made the situation even worse. And then I went back to work with the situation unfolding, because it was kind of embarrassing. We went in front of the meanest judge I've ever seen in my life. I was 5 minutes late for court and got held in contempt.
Wow.
Got thrown in jail until I came up with $50. And the saddest thing was I had to call my boss and say, so, you want me to finish today? And he goes, yeah. Well, you got to get me out of jail. And he was like, what happened? I said, it might sound crazy, but I said I was 5 minutes late for court. And I said the judge held me in contempt and threw me in jail. And so he was like, are you serious? And I said, well, let me think about it. I'm looking around going, bars, cell, yes, I'm in jail. And the guy was like, okay, I'll get you out. So he came and picked me up. Now, we were sitting in the office, and I was talking to one of the secretaries there, and she was saying that she had gotten a hold of this lawyer that helped her with her case, and she had a child, I think it was a child custody case going on. And this guy actually was, he was like one of those people that was, you know, he was a lawyer, and he actually was looking out to help people out in those situations and wasn't really concerned about the money. And because I remember my case was like, this whole situation unfolded. What was so funny about it was I hadn't even done anything. It was my brother. He's just, I had signed, he had a company and he rented some equipment. In the process of renting equipment, he didn't have his ID that day, so I signed for him. So for some reason in Maryland, instead of going after the guy who actually, you know, purchased the thing, they went after the guy who actually signed it, which I thought was the weirdest thing I ever saw in my life. But anyway, I just figured the first lawyer I had was going to just take care of the whole thing. This guy was a guy who actually explained things to me in details about lawyers and judges, and they're all lawyers. And he says, you might think they're all crooks, maybe they are, but this is how the system works. And you find a guy to get in there who knows about the system, and he did, because he took me up in front of a different judge. And I thought it was so funny, because I was actually he calls me up, and he worked out a deal where they just kind of dropped everything. He didn't tell me I had to go to court to finalize it. And I was out driving about, and I got a page, and I was like, oh, shoot, not again. So I'm going to be late for court. So I was actually a half hour late. When I got there, to show you the difference between lawyers and judges and the ones you want to work with and the ones you don't, I went in front of this judge, and my lawyer just told me to sit down. So I sit down. And then the judge says, "Is there anybody else in the courtroom that we might have passed over who just got here or whatever?" And my lawyer stood up and said, "Yeah, we need to finalize this situation." So he said, "I'm sorry for my client being late." He goes, "Okay, no problem. Can you guys be back here at 1:30?" I was like, "This is so simple." The last guy threw me in jail, and this guy goes, "I said, yeah, 1:30 is good for me. How about you?" And he's like, "Okay, we'll see you then." And I think that's because he had gone from that judge before, and he knew exactly what to do. This situation here that you're talking about, I just, every time I focus on it, I can't really pick up on what's with the car. It seems like it mostly surrounds the car itself over and over and over again. But it also says in the situation of suing and actually following legally, it shows the idea of obtaining of a lawyer. And it kind of comes to me as a nice, smooth process.
Okay.
But do your research on the whole thing. Find out exactly what you can and cannot do, because it seems like these people, in the process of shedding paper, one thing about these companies you got to understand, guys, they're not going to tell you anything. And the idea of shredding those papers is legal.
Yeah, and what I was thinking about doing is talking to a lawyer, seeing if we could subpoena the actual camera of me signing the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually going through a Freedom of Information Act to get the paperwork. Well, it's shredded, but...
See, the one thing about those things, they have to have records of everything. They got to keep those records somewhere. They just shredded your copies.
Exactly.
I know that for a fact. I worked for Terminex and a couple other companies, and it was just, there was other paperwork got shredded all the time, but there was always something going into the computer. There was a record of everything. I actually even learned that when I was working for – I worked for Terminex. I didn't realize that they actually franchised these companies out too, where it was actually a franchise of a Terminex. And I worked for these guys for a month without getting paid. And then at the end of the month, the guys – I actually got a check stub, said zero on it. And I said, what's this? And I said, I've done over between – I think it was $10,000 or $15,000 in production work. And I'm supposed to get 20% of that. That's not zero. So some paperwork had gotten lost. I have no idea what happened to it, but I knew there was copies, and I'd done a lot of work there. I almost felt like somebody stole it out of my freaking truck. I had a notebook of all the work that I'd done that day. Because I know I went back 3-4 miles, making sure I hadn't dropped that somewhere before. And so I went back to the coordinator, because everything goes to the coordinator before it even leaves the office. And she goes, yeah, everything goes in the computer before it leaves out here. There's a record of everything. But when I went to go talk to the boss, he told me, it was so funny too, because he told me, he says, no, he said, what's going on is, since you lost the paperwork, then you have to make the difference. I said, okay, I'll pay for the paper. I'm not paying for the accounts, because the accounts were done. The people signed them. All you simply have to do is go back out there, you know, resubmit them. I'm pretty sure they'll just sign the tickets, no problem, all right. Really nice people. And he was just like, nope, that's like $900 worth of work, and we can't get that back. I'm like, what are you talking about? You can't get it back. See, I didn't tell him. I already went to the coordinator and found out everything goes through her first and goes on the computer. And then the guy, what happened was, it was kind of funny, because the father, it was a father and son operation. The father had Alzheimer's and still working. So talking to him was like talking to the carnival. I was stuck on the merry-go-round for a while. So I went to talk to him, and he said, well, let me see what's up with the paperwork. And I said, well, this is what happened. He said, well, let me look it up. He actually turned around and looked it up on the computer and said that they couldn't find the paperwork. I said, okay, dude, why don't you just print it out on that freaking computer? This ain't my first radio. Everything gets printed up on that computer. There's a record of everything in that computer. And what happens with most companies like that, there's a thing that's already preset. So all the tickets you got, all the tickets all your accounts are in that computer. So if it's a weekly account, every week on a Thursday, that computer will automatically spit that out. And it's the same thing with the computers they got that place too. They're automatic. So anything that goes in there, all you got to do is walk up to a keyboard, hit a certain date, hit a certain situation, and it'll actually print it out. So it's one of those situations where, if you knew somebody who could actually get a little black outfit and sneak in there and pull up that, information, pull up the information out of the computer, all you need is one of those information data downloads, stick it in the side of it, I bet you anything, you're not the first person that's happened to, and I bet you anything, you really pull out some real good information into the point of actually bringing out a company. Now, I don't recommend that you break in there and do that. I'm just saying, to obtain that information, I get the impression that you would definitely get the company moving. And I get the impression it would actually go in your favor.
Donnie, pardon me, but I have to go. We're having a thunderstorm here, and it just lightened.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, good luck, fella.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Okay, all right. Yeah, bye.
Mm-hmm. Well... sound like everybody's taking off. So, what's the situation? What do you think you're going to do?
Well, I'm going to go get free consultation tomorrow from a few attorneys and see where I should go from here. But my first instinct is to request for my paperwork through the Freedom of Information Act.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely do that.
So that's pretty much the first option I'm going to take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just it's one of those things. It's one of those, it might be a lengthy process, but just thinking through, go with the first one, almost like dominoes. When you get done with that one, go to the other one. Because I get the impression you're going to get some reactions from the first part anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, people, in the idea of an actual truth, people are very open to telling you exactly what's going on. We can't do this, can't do this, because I actually remember I was in Florida, bought a car, was trying to buy a car, and a lady even told me with the situation of salesman. She said she should have sold me that car, been able to sell me that car, and she said, she felt bad because she failed. So it has a lot to do with credit and that kind of stuff, but, you know, it also has to do with people there, too, as well, how much they really want to sell you that car. But I had a guy in freaking Maryland told me, it was the strangest story I ever heard in my life. He said, if you don't have good credit, then it doesn't matter if you come in here on an $8,000 car and put down $7,000, they still wouldn't sell it to me. I said, are you serious? But again, it's the salesman. The salesman wants to make big money. And my nephew just went through this one thing. He was working for a car dealership too, selling cars, and they try to rip him off by telling him he had to have a checking account in order to get paid for the cars he sold. Which the previous month he had sold a car, and they paid him for it, no big deal. All of a sudden, it's like they want to keep all the money for themselves. I don't know. It seems like another thing you might want to find out in the situation, too, is the idea of this car and find out the history of this car. Something about that car. I don't know what it is.
I'm looking through a history now. It's been through some accidents. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah, I was sitting there going over the whole thing going, man.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely do the, you know, I just feel like you can get a lawyer on this whole thing. There's always people out there helping you. It's just the idea we have to understand. We can't start thinking all off the bat.
Right.
That we can't do it.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I was just going to ask you if you had another question. I was kind of sidetracked for a minute. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
I was looking at the chat room, and you know, got a couple people in the chat. And... Oh, yes. Let's see here. No, do you have any more questions you'd like to ask before you go? At least one more?
Well, I don't have any more questions. I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah.
Well, definitely give us an update on the situation, what's going on, that kind of thing, okay?
Certainly.
You've actually been with us before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you've had a lot of things change in your life before, right?
Yeah.
We talk about this, that, and the other, and it was just kind of funny that we come back with certain things. It seems like as your life progresses to get better, there's always people trying to knock you down.
Story of my life.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, try to sit there and look at the situation. As, you know, like I said before, I just feel like this is going to work out in a positive way where they're going to have to, you know, deal with their emotions.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for calling.
Oh, no problem.
And you have a great night. And there we go, guys. Okay, if you want to give a call in here, please do so at 646-721-9031. Let's see, we'll go. Ooh, let's put some things in the chat. What do you say? Do. Yeah, we were also saying before, guys, if you want to give a, you know, for private readings, give me a call. It's 740-500-8863, 740-601-985, or through my private line at 719-632-6257. Let me make sure that was right. It is right. Okay, and you can also contact me through Skype at donald.read8, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. It's also on the page. It's also on the show page too. And like I said before, we're also doing email readings. They're only $14.95 for a 5-card, 3-question reading. And just go to the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and you will see there's a page at the bottom of the page. I think it's the second page. You go to the bottom. It says email readings. They're usually $50, but right now for this month, they're only $14.95. And, of course, you can't click on the link, click on the PayPal button to pay for the reading because of that situation. But if you scroll up or down to the donation button, just push it and it's done. All I ask you to do is to go to the contact page, give me your information, or see the email address itself. And when you send me that email, make sure you give me the 3 questions, your name, your birthday, and where you're actually at in the world today. All right. And also with the situation, we said we have a May special of $75 for 75 minutes. which is weird how it does that. $75 for 75 minutes, or you get a block of 75-minute readings for only $150. It's 45 minutes for $45, or you get a block of 45-minute readings. That's a block is five for only $100. All right, and if you want to get a 25-minute reading for $25, then do that, or get a block of 25-minute readings, that's five, for only $75. Also, we have one-card readings. They're usually going for, I think, $35 or $45. And this month, it's $15 for 15 minutes. We also do readings through Skype, in person, and on the phone, whichever's more convenient for you. We can do that too. And we also do parties and group readings. And also, like I said before, we're doing these they're actually manifestation meditations. They really go for about 30 minutes. And we usually recommend five sessions. We can work with you, and I feel after five sessions, you should be able to really do the meditations and then be able to formulate it to whatever you're trying to manifest. And the idea was it went back to the 25. It's usually a 25-minute session, 30-minute session, depending on who you are. But like I said before, the 25-minute sessions are going for $25, so that's what we're putting out there, $25 for 25 minutes. And since we recommend five sessions would cost you $75. It's an easy situation, an easy decision to make, the ideal getting that kind of input so you can actually really start focusing and meditating things just like I talk about the way I do it. And that's what I'm saying. I just want to sit down with people and work people and say, okay, this is how I do it. And then we sit there and incorporate it into your own life. So therefore you can manifest things at will too. The 101 doesn't matter if it's in person, on the phone, or on Skype. It's still the same. We also do group readings, which is basically group readings is 5 or 10 of your friends. It was a $150 flat fee for all your friends to get readings. And we do it in a group setting, so we're all here. So it's one of those things I like to sit there and explain too. We all do it in a group setting. So everybody's going to be hearing everything else. So, you know, 5 or 10 of your friends come together, do the whole thing. We can do that in person, or we can do it on Skype, or we can do it on conference call, whichever's better for you. Those usually go for $150, like I said before, but this month they're only going for $77. We also have the 90-minute sessions, which are good for relationship counseling, life coaching, and past life regressions and things like that, working with children and couples. And those are 90-minute sessions are going for $77 too as well. So if you'd like to take advantage of those and check them out, it'd be great. Right now for this month, we also have a special too where you can get four of those 90-minute sessions for only $150 too as well. So whichever one of these sessions and these specials that we have that you'd like to take advantage of, please give us a call, 740-500-8863. Or 740-601-9835, or call me to my private line at 719-632-6257. And also through Skype at donald.reed8, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And I also work on Keen and on Random, so check out both those sites. They're really cool sites. Keen is KEEN.com and on Random. ORANUM. On Random, you actually see the person that you're doing a reading with on webcam. So it's like having a 101. So check that out too. And tonight, if you want to call and get a reading, please do so. It's 646-721-9031. And love to talk to you. Let's get back over here. Like I said, guys, May special, $75 for 75 minutes. We got all kinds of things. Just give us a call. If you have a particular budget and that kind of stuff you need to work with, give us a call. We can work with anybody's budget. Like whatever, you know, bring it to the table. I guarantee we can work with it. I haven't turned anybody down or turned anybody away. So let's go back to the queue, see if anybody's in there. Right now we have nobody in the queue, so we have spaces for everybody. So give us a call in here, 646-721-9031. We do have some people in the chat. So if anybody in the chat would like to have a card, let me know. I can pull a card for you. Wake up. I'm telling you right now. Also, you know, Beth Cantina, I got my Angel Tarot cards here, so if anybody wants a card, let me know. I'll pull one out for you. He's really good. Yes, he really is good. All right, well, we said to go with the things that I was, you know, we're talking about manifestation and meditations, and I have a, you know, was sitting looking at some things I have to tend to motivation, or how we call this, motivation to meditate. You know, if you're really fearful out there and you're looking for something very fearful, I actually got this off one of my angel cards. It's a little prayer. It says, Archangel Michael, please enter my dreams and replace fear with faith and trust. Let me be filled with strength, courage, and confidence, now and always. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we have the other one here, to working with relationships. Dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for healing and guiding all my relationships upon the path of love. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I actually got this one where I was looking at the situation. Dear guardian angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make healthful life changes, and for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello, so that we can eventually devolve into a truly intimate relationship. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. There's all kinds of positive affirmations. Like these here, for love, it says, yes, I can be filled. I can be fulfilled. I love myself. I appreciate myself. I feel connected to the power of love in my life. I yearn for love with total self-appreciation. I let my desire activate every part of my being. I let my heart be touched. I let the magic flow. I awaken to the touch of love. My love attracts equal and balanced love. I am open, available, passionate, and full. I am receiving love. Love comes to me. I feel turned on. I can be touched. Every cell of my body eludes beauty and love. This love that is mine creates miracles in my world. I feel the movement of love in all of my life. Yes, I can love and be loved. Joy and beauty fill my life. My heart is open. My heart is wise and mature. I feel my love attracting love. I attract the love I desire. I rest in the arms of love. And then the affirmation I like is this one here. Thank you, God and angels. I am so happy and grateful for the 20 75-minute readings I did on a random Keen and ZMC today, earning over $1,000. Thank you, God and angels. I am so happy and grateful for the 20 private 75-minute readings I did today through my website, psychicxjourneyman.com, earning over $1,000. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. I think it was a good one. So you can actually use those for anything you want. Just all it takes is a little bit of time, that kind of thing, to put these things together, come up with some really great affirmations. And the idea of meditation, you do your meditation and focus. Focusing on meditation is the idea of incorporating the affirmations, prayers, and also visualization is the idea of sitting down and working with people and trying to help them understand. And when you're focusing and you're creating this vision in your mind, you want to feel it, you want to live it, you want to smell it, you want to see the colors, just as if you were living it right then and there. Try to create what would happen if it happened right now, and then take it from there. And keep focusing on the situation and saying, everything in my life flows perfectly. There is so much to be grateful for. Prosperity is everywhere at all times. I claim my right to a prosperous life. I am building a strong financial foundation that supports all of my life. I am sensible with money and manage it wisely. Opportunities to success abound. Everything I need to generate wealth is available to me right now. I am aligned with love, truth, and integrity. I am divinely guided in all of my affairs. Through the great law of attraction, everything I need for my work and fulfillment comes to me. Even now, the answers to all of my needs are speeding their way to me. My mind is open to the infinite supply of wealth. I allow it to flow freely and generously into my life. Money is good. Money is energy. Money flows to me easily. The universe is my benefactor. I am fully supported making money doing what I love to do. And that's a good one for everybody, I think. I am fully supported making money doing what I love to do. I deserve happiness, ease, and abundance. I deserve prosperity. The more I enjoy life and contribute to the lives of others, the more money I make. I am richly rewarded for all that I give. I love my life. New sources of prosperity flow into my life with grace and ease. I attract ideal circumstances and opportunities to my net worth. I am a magnet for money. Money comes to me through expected channels and unexpected channels. So keep those ones in mind, too, because they can really work out good for you. Like, here's some good ones, too. I believe in myself. My talents are in demand. I am recognized. I am lucky. I attract opportunities for abundance and success. I get all the help I need. I stay calm, centered, and focused. Excuse me. I stay calm, centered, and focused. I trust my intuition to show me the way. I take risks with confidence. I adjust easily. I am resourceful. I use my time wisely. I ground my visions in reality. I am patient, deliberate, and sure of my worth. All that I seek is seeking me. I possess unlimited resources. I choose prosperity. I am prosperous. I feel great. I love my life. I achieve with ease. I let go and find solutions. I've got what it takes to win. My hopes and dreams come true. I am a success. I share my wealth. I'm optimistic. I trust life. I feel great. I love my life. My life works. I am clear and lucid. I achieve my goals with ease. All that I seek is seeking me. I get the help I need. I am attractive, active, and in demand. I adjust effortlessly. I am confident. I accept challenges. Positive solutions abound. I am enthusiastic. I am lucky. I feel positive energy flowing through me. I am safe. I am free. I trust life to bring me the best. My hopes and dreams come true. I love my life. So if you're looking for affirmations, I think those things will work out pretty good for you. You know, and the idea of creating wealth and that kind of stuff, it's the idea of believing you can actually do it. So these affirmations can definitely help you with that. Like this one here just flat out says, I choose wealth now. I am grateful for everything I have. I choose to give myself permission to enjoy money. My life looks brilliant and shines with abundance. I choose to have a healthy relationship with money. Money speaks to me and guides me to my highest good. I choose to be open to receive unlimited abundance. I respect and appreciate the abundance in my life. I choose to accept money flowing into my life right now. My prosperity serves the world. I choose to express my unique creativity. People love to give me money because I add value to their lives. So keep those in mind. And we're running out of time. So guys, if you know, we're going to sit here and cut out really sooner than usual. But hey, you know something? Welcome. If you've tuned in to listen, and if you want to call in, we're going to be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday, we'll be here for an hour at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. On Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, on Friday and Sundays, 2-hour shows start at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. And then we have our Saturday show, which is 3 hours. Okay, so if you want to sit there and do those, please tune in. Tune into our show on Fridays because we're giving away a 45-minute reading to the fifth caller. And if you're the fifth caller, you get a 45-minute reading for free. So join us on Fridays and Saturday and Sunday, and join us on Thursday for our show. Thank you for all being here. Thank you. And we have to also thanks. We want to give a thanks to our sponsor, Richard Palanga, who actually has a website called Divine Body Wash. So check that out, divinebodywash.com. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love is giving. And everyone who crosses your path, give that love to them. Good night, guys, and we're out of here, and we'll talk to you then. that.